The following shir has been presented by Rav Zev Lef, Rav of Moshav Matisyahu in Eretz Yisrael, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Psochim Daf Kuf Tesh Zayin Omer Aleph in the Mishnah, Umashchil Bignus, Umesayim B'Shevach. You start with the negative, and you end with the praise. And the Gemara asks, what does that mean? What is the Gnus, my Gnus? Rav Omar Maschil of the Avodas Kochavim, Hoyu Avoseinu. You start with Mitchila of the Avodas Kochavim, Hoyu Avoseinu. And Shmuel Omar Avodim Hoyinu. And Shmuel says the Gnus is Avodim Hoyinu. And usually when we have a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, the Halacha in Isser Veheter is like Rav. And therefore the Ramban Paskins like Rav, that you start with Mitchila of the Avodah Zorah Hayu Avoseinu, and so says the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, and the Mevar Tanura in Mishnayis, that the halacha is like Rav, that you start from Mitchila of the Avodah Zorah Hayu Avoseinu. However, there are those that have the Girsa and the Gemara, not Rav and Shmuel, but Abaya and Rava. And Abaya is the one who says you start from Mitchila of the Avodah Zorah, and Rava is the one who says Avodim Hayinu. And therefore the halacha is like Rava, and therefore you start from Avodim Hayinu. The Avudram adds an extra reason why we paskin like Rava or even like Shmuel, because the Gemara says that Rav Nachman, when he was exempt from saying Manishtana, immediately started Avodim Hayinu. So you see that the halacha is that you start with Avodim Hayinu. The Ritva holds, that everyone holds, that you have to say both of them. And we speak about the derogatory beginnings physically, Avodim Hayinu, and the derogatory beginnings spiritually, Mitchila of the Avodah Zorah. The machlokas only is which one comes first. Do we go in chronological order? And therefore the Mitchila of the Avodah Zorah Hoy Avoseinu precedes the Avodim Hayinu. Or since Avodim Hayinu is the main idea of Leil Pesach, Tokfo Shel Neis, right, this is the strength and the ikker, the mainstay of what Pesach is all about, the fact that we were redeemed from Egypt. So even though chronologically Mitchila of the Avodah Zorah came first, we start with Avodim Hayinu. And in this, the halacha again is according to the Ritva, like Rava and Rav Nachman, that you start with Avodim Hayinu, and then you again say Mitchila of the Avodah Zorah later on. The Maral says that really we paskin that the Gnus is Mitchila of the Avodah Zorah, and even though in our Haggadahs we say Avodim Hayinu first, the Avodim Hayinu is not because we're starting with the Gnus like Shmuel, but we are starting with the Gnus of Rav, Mitchila of the Avodah Zorah. But in order to preface and explain why are we speaking about this altogether, we say Avodim Hayinu to tell us why we speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim tonight altogether. The Mishnah says, Umesayim b'shevach, what is the Shevach? So some say that this is not a specific thing that we say, but it is the culmination of the Haggadah. The rest of the Haggadah is Hallel and Hodah. We start with the Gnus, and we end with Hallel and Hodah, which is the majority of the rest of the Haggadah. The Abarbanel, however, says that each Gnus has its specific Shevach. So the Shevach of Avodim Hayinu is Boros Shenosan Torah La'amo Yisrael and the four sons. And the Shevach of the Mitchila of the Avodah Zorah is Arami Oved Avi, that speaks about the spiritual Shevach, and the Boros Shenosan Torah speaks about the Shevach that resulted in the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim with the giving of the Torah. To explain the idea why we must start with the Gnus, and then end with the Shevach. A simple idea is the contrast makes the Shevach even stronger. When you remember how bad things were in the beginning, you appreciate more how good they are in the end. However, there could be another idea. And we'll start with the following marshal. You see somebody walking down the street, minding his own business, and somebody comes behind him with an iron pole and breaks both his legs. And he comes over the person, and he says, "I mean you no harm. I'm just an orthopedic surgeon who needs practice, and I broke your legs. I'm going to take you to my clinic and heal you, set your legs, and put you in a cast, and in 6 months you're going to be walking like nothing ever happened. I'm not going to charge you." How much of a thank you does the person owe that orthopedic surgeon for healing him? Absolutely nothing. Probably owes him a lawsuit. Because if he hadn't broken his legs, he wouldn't have needed to heal him. So too, if we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and basically the Egyptians could have done nothing to us without God's consent, then if God got us into Egypt, and he's the one who took us out, why do we have to thank him? He broke our legs and he healed us. Don't break my legs and don't heal me. Don't get me into Mitzrayim. Don't take me out. But the idea is that the marshal needs to be corrected. And the proper marshal will be the following. The person has a disease of the legs that incubates for 10 years. And you don't really know you have it until the end of the 10 years. The bones of the leg disintegrate and there's no cure. However, if you catch the disease before the 10 years and you break the person's legs and reset the bones, then the disease is cured. And here's an orthopedic surgeon who's an expert in this disease walking behind this man who doesn't know he has the disease. And the orthopedic surgeon sees from the way he's walking that not only does he have the disease, but there's 5 minutes left until the 10-year incubation period is up. So he takes an iron pole and breaks the person's legs and tells him that he's a very lucky man because in 5 minutes his legs would have disintegrated, there'd be no cure. Now that he broke his legs, he's going to heal him, and in 6 months he's going to be walking like nothing ever happened, and he's going to charge him for it. Now he owes a thank you to that orthopedic surgeon not only for healing him, but also for breaking his legs. So too, sometimes we can make ourselves spiritually sick, which necessitates God breaking our legs. And by breaking the legs, now we can be cured of that spiritual sickness that we brought upon ourselves. Similarly, we needed a reason why we had to be in Mitzrayim because of previous sins. And God put us into Mitzrayim, but ultimately when we came out, it wasn't just the exodus from Egypt that we thank God for. We thank Him for the Shibud Mitzrayim, for the slavery and the negative part of Yetzias Mitzrayim also. And therefore the Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva and Shar HaSheni that when a person goes through a tzara and emanates from it, he should thank God not only for the fact that he emanated from the tzara, but also thank him from the tzara itself. And every neis is comprised of two letters, Nun and Samach. The Nun is the letter that represents nefila, falling, and the Samach means to support. We thank God not only for the support, but for the falling also. The Sfas Emes says, that's why we say Hallel and Hodah. Hallel is a thank you for the salvation. And Hodah is an admission that we needed the Tzara also. And therefore, there were two benefits that came out of both our initial spiritual negative situation, mitchila ovde avodah zarah, and from that came that now God brought us closer to His service, and the physical avodim hayinu, which led to the ability for us to receive the Torah. Could be that even though in chronological order the genus of mitchila ovde avodah zarah preceded the avodim hayinu, however the shevach of Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah is the Atah Kervanu Hashem Lavodas, which means we got the Torah. And that came after Avodim Hayinu and after the Shevach of Avodim Hayinu, which is that God took us out of there. So therefore we precede the Avodim Hayinu to the Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah because the shevach of Avodim Hayinu preceded the shevach of Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.